From VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report. Vietnam's information, communications, and technology industries have grown quickly over the past 10 years. The Vietnamese government has high hopes for the future. It wants the country to become a center for information technology services in the years to come. But to capture its share of the knowledge economy, experts say Vietnam will have to do more to deal with cybersecurity issues. One major problem is malicious computer software known as malware. Malware programs are used to damage computer operations, steal information, or gain entry to private computer systems. Michael Mudd is chairman of the Information Technology, Intellectual Property, and Telecommunications Committee at the American Chamber of Commerce. He says Vietnam is among the top five suppliers of malware and spam messages in the world. He says the country is facing a crisis, mainly because of a lack of knowledge about the issue.
In the countries which have been involved in IT a bit longer, they are more aware of antivirus programs. Everywhere I go in Vietnam, I look in places and offices and stuff like this, and hardly any computer, apart from the very biggest ones, are ever protected by any antivirus program at all.
Wahab Yusuf is an official with McAfee, the computer software company. He says the issue of malware is a very reactive one. You do not do anything until it hits you.
I think the awareness is definitely increasing, but there is a sense of laissez-faire. I'm not being affected or I won't be hit by it. But the awareness is increasing. But compared to Singapore, which is a much smaller and concentrated country and community, I think it is less.
The use of pirated software is one of the main ways malware can infect computer systems. The Business Software Alliance says about 81% of the computers in Vietnam use pirated copies of software programs. Michael Mudd says infected computers could take up to 20% of available bandwidth, causing major economic losses. To deal with the problem, he says, Vietnam does not need more antivirus scientists with four-year college degrees. He says the country instead needs an army of IT experts who can care for computer systems and remove malware already loaded in the machines. Mr. Mudd says education about cybersecurity should start early, even at school age. He says this will help people understand the value of investing in legal software and antivirus programs. And that is the Technology Report from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.